From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The Pakistani military says it's going after what it calls barred militant groups. That's seen as a reference to the group that India and the U.S. blame for the killings in Mumbai. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Islamabad on the raid this weekend by the Pakistani army.
It was just a few hours into the three-day siege of Mumbai when India pointed the finger of responsibility towards neighboring Pakistan, in particular the militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba. Both India and the U.S. have kept pressure on Pakistan to take action against the group for its alleged role in the Mumbai attacks. On Sunday, Pakistani soldiers surrounded a Lashkar-e-Taiba compound near Muzaffarabad, the capital of Pakistani-administered Kashmir. Soldiers fought the militants and arrested several suspects. That much is confirmed. What's not as clear is exactly who was arrested. Initial reports said that Zakir-Rehman Lakhvi was detained. India believes Lakhvi was the mastermind behind the Mumbai attacks. New Delhi also accuses him of being behind other spectacular attacks, including the bombing of commuter trains in Mumbai in 2006. But the Pakistani government still has not confirmed that Lakhvi was detained by security forces, and those initial reports about his arrest are now being rewritten. A spokesman for Lashkar-e-Taiba's political wing condemned the raid and suggested the Pakistani government was doing the bidding of India. Many people here in Pakistan question whether Lashkar-e-Taiba was involved in the Mumbai attacks. The fledgling civilian Pakistani government says it's still waiting for proof from India. The group was banned in 2002 after being accused of involvement in an attack on India's parliament. Since then, its charity wing has changed its name and is still allowed to operate. Analysts say the militant side has gone underground and splintered, moving some of its operations farther south into Pakistan's Punjab province. The sole Mumbai attacker captured in India comes from the Punjab. Today, Pakistan's defense cabinet met to discuss the growing tension with its powerful neighbor and rival. It issued a statement afterwards saying it renewed its offer to fully cooperate with India into the Mumbai investigation. It's difficult to say whether this assurance or Pakistan's operations against Lashkar-e-Taiba is enough to satisfy New Delhi and Washington. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.